Now, Health Inside is a new public art intervention about the Irish prison system and prisoners' health in the 19th and 20th century. It takes the form of a series of posters that occupy advertising space in the area in and around Mountjoy Prison in Dublin 7. With me in studio to tell me more, artist Sinead McCann and historian Dr. Oisín Wall. Oisín, this started out as a research project that you were, before there was any art involved at all. What was the research project? What exactly were you asking? What type of questions?
Well, it's part of quite a big research project that's been going for the last 5 years or so, called Prisoners, Medical Care and Entitlement to Health in England and Ireland, 1850 to 2000. It's a big project between the School of History at UCD and our counterparts at Warwick, the University of Warwick. So what we're interested in is what does it mean to provide healthcare in a prison setting? And what kind of healthcare that entails? So there's kind of lots of people working on it with different.
And you're looking at it over a 150 year period.
Over 150 year period.
Quite a large period to look at there. And you were working initially, Sinead, on the project. Not as an artist, but you were working in the kind of the PR side of things, was it essentially, or the communication side of things?
Yeah, so I've been working on the project for about 2 years, and so I haven't been working as a researcher or as an artist, but my role has been to kind of broker creative projects between the researchers and theatre makers and artists and designers. And when the historians and the artists work together, the artists respond to the research, they reimagine it, so they can bring the research out to a wider audience.
And was that important from your side, Oisín, that it wouldn't become a dry, not academic research? Obviously, it's important that it's done, but that it had this outreach aspect, that it would get to a much broader audience than perhaps an academic paper would.
Yeah, it's something that's really important to the project, and that we've been doing for quite a while. Even before I got involved with it, actually, Catherine Cox and Hilary Marland have been running it before that, and continue to run it, I should say. There have been kind of engagements the whole way through with theatre pieces. We did an installation in Kilmainham. Sinead did an installation in Kilmainham recently. And we're doing an exhibition in the new year. So it's really important to us that we kind of talk
that
to
aspect
a bigger
there.
Audience. Yeah.
So, Sinead, you're there brokering all these relationships with theatre makers and artists. At what point did you think to yourself, do you know what?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't I have a chat with myself about what I might want to say as an artist about this?
Yeah, well, it did happen a little bit like that. So I suppose I was already in the role, and then as an artist, I'm interested in kind of exploring social issues through my practice. So I approached Catherine Cox in UCD, and I said, would you be interested in collaborating with me on the project? And she said yes, and that was deadly. And so we went about looking for funding then, and so we got some funding. So our first collaboration then, as Oisín mentioned, was an art project called The Trial, and it was a four screen synced video installation for the beautiful courtroom in Kilmainham Jail Museum. And that project was, so I worked with Catherine as the historian on the project, and there were some other historians involved too. And we also worked with an organisation called The Bridge Project in Dublin 8, and they provide support for people on release from prison. And so I suppose the project worked directly with a group of men who had spent considerable time in prison. So I suppose I kind of was interested in using a creative process and brought in other creative professionals as well. And we kind of brought the UCD academic historical research into the group of men, and we discussed the research, and they responded to the research from their own perspective. And that led us to kind of co-write a script, which we then cast and filmed and kind of explored healthcare in prison over a period in time. So I suppose that project was quite successful, and then that brought us to
the current one, which is the whole idea, which is extraordinary. I looked at some of them online, these very large billboards, as I say, mostly in and around the area of Mountjoy Prison itself and bus shelters. They're like large advertisements until you look closely. What sort of quotations do we get on these billboards and on these bus shelter ads? Where do they come from, Oisín?
So they come from a variety of sources. So ones from the 19th century tend to come from kind of visiting committee reports and things like that. And ones from the 20th century tend to come from an organisation called the Prisoner Rights Organisation, their jail journal. So if I could read you a quick one there. So this is on one of the bus stops. He's serving 10 years and he has fought to maintain his sanity. he remembered his last journey to Dundrum Mental Institution. He was taken there in a straitjacket. He remembers weeks of heavy sedation and the inevitable return to his whitewashed cave in Portlaoise. So that's from the jail journal.
What year does that come from? Because we're talking quite a span of time here, 1850 through to 2000.
So that's 73.
1973, yeah.
Yeah, so we picked the quote because it speaks to kind of two contexts. One is this very specific context of psychiatry in prison in the 70s. And there was basically nothing. Mm. There was no prison or no psychiatrists in three of the four prisons in Ireland. At the same time, it also speaks to kind of a much more general, kind of a common experience of prisoners since the late 18th century.
And what you've done then with those, and there are a number of quotations coming from different periods in time and from different institutions, mm-hmm. different prisons, different psychiatric institutions as well. How have you presented them? The first thing is that they're on these big red sheets of paper, or big red posters. How important is that and why the colour red, Catherine?
Sinead,
I beg your pardon.
It's grand. After the historians carefully selected these very evocative quotes, I went about looking at archival photographs from the period, the periods that the quotes came from. And that brought me into lots of different places. And then the images themselves, they kind of appear at the back of the quotation. And the images are dark, they're almost black. They kind of have a ghostly presence. They kind of appear and they disappear. And I guess the posters, as you mentioned, they're red, so they're really dark red, and I was kind of, you know, they're almost blood-like, and so kind of referring to blood, and also trying to create a kind of reflective mood to the pieces themselves.
And the fact that they're in and around Mountjoy Prison, how important is that, Oisin, and why did you as a group want that location? Are you looking at Sinead as the potential correct person to answer
Sinead
that?
Sinead has the answer to that one, really.
So, the sites for the artwork are really important. And I guess I was thinking about Mountjoy Prison and the massive architectural building that it is and the presence of it in Dublin 7. And I was thinking about like how the walls of the prison are intended to keep people in, but also to keep people out. And I thought it'd be quite a powerful gesture to kind of to work with the billboards that are right there, right beside the prison, and the surrounding kind of bush shelters in the surrounding area. I thought it'd be quite powerful to make visible healthcare and prison experience on the walls outside of the prison.
And I suppose the reality there is that people walking past see the walls, they don't see much of what's going inside. I suppose these posters help those who have no knowledge of what goes on inside the prison. It gives them a view into that.
Exactly, yeah. I think, as Sinead said, the walls are meant to keep people out as much as they are meant to keep people in. And what we wanted to do, and it's easy when you're kept out like that, it's easy to think of, to dehumanise the people inside.
And that's the hope that those walking past the images will stop doing
that. Exactly, yeah. By making the quotation so personal, by making the images so evocative, we wanted to kind of make people kind of imagine themselves in that situation, imagine themselves.
I guess, too, just to get back to putting the word arid and academic together again, they stop being quotations on a piece of paper in a report. When you see them in those situations, they become something else. What's your intention there, Sinead, really, for the passerby, for those who see them?
Yeah, I think picking up a little bit of what Oisin said, just the intention is to humanise prisoners and the prison and healthcare and prison experience. And I suppose these private advertising spaces became a really interesting device to change the function of those spaces. So I thought the encounter, you know, people are going to be sitting in their cars, stuck in traffic or dashing across the road for a bus. And they might see one of these posters and they might think to themselves, what is this poster trying to sell me? And then they'll figure out that it's not trying to sell them anything. And that will kind of, in that situation, the person engages with the content.
Think them differently, yeah. Okay, that's Sinead McCann and Dr. Oisin Wall talking to me about Health Inside, which is installed in and around that area from the 22nd of November through in Dublin 7. HIST Prison Health, that's HIST as in short for history, histprisonhealth.com will give you a map and location for all of the sites.